Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our podcast. Today, my name is Piper Dyson, and I'm here with my co-host, Charlie Stewart.
I'm sorry, guys. Hello, I am Charlie Stewart. I was the one that just did a massive burp. I'm sorry.
I'm Arlo Dyson, and it doesn't really matter because this episode is about fun.
This is just going to be funny and fun. We're not going to do this multiple takes. This is the only take we're doing. And if it mucks up, it mucks up. We really don't care.
And we want everybody to be like this.
So if you can laugh, you have to laugh.
This is your podcast.
So today we're going to be telling some
funny stories about our siblings and maybe even ourselves.
And maybe even embarrassing ones as well. We might even get some people come in and talk, see if they're true.
Yep. All right, and we also can't forget our... We also can't forget...
Our co-host, Ivy.
And she's going to be a production. So she's going to, like, do a really good job. Say hi, Ivy.
Hi. Round of applause for Ivy.
Thank you, Ivy, because she...
So, who wants to go first?
All right, I'll go first.
Okay.
So, I have a story of a time about Lucy. Lucy's my sister.
Yeah.
Of course. And so we were going down Roundy Roads, right?
We're going down windy roads,
and then we... then Lucy spewed everywhere. She spews so bad. She spews so bad. And then we got out of the car to, like, clean up the spew. And it was on the side of the road, too. And there was a bug. A bug climbing up her leg. And I yelled at her, I go, "Lucy, there's a bug!" And she goes, And she's yelling and screaming while running up and down the road naked. It was like, I feel really bad for the driver. Like, honestly. But, yeah. It was like the drivers that were coming past.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God.
They'll be like, oh, my God.
Why is she naked?
And like, why is that family? Like,
oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, yeah, so I think Charlie's got a story now.
You have one?
Yep, so
all right.
I'm going to tell one about Piper's other sister, Marley. So last night there was a girls' club and I was the only boy allowed in since I had Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, so we had like a... Let me explain what the girls' club is.
Yep.
It wasn't like, it's not like actually like a club, but
it's
like,
just like
you just sit there. It was, people could join it, like, absolutely.
Like, just we eat lollies, talk, and all that. So
it's not really a girls' club, it's kind of like a kids' club.
Yeah.
Cool kids' club.
Technically, just with not many boys.
Yeah.
So we were all sitting there, and Lucy told a story about Marley. Apparently,
and we're going to see if this is true.
Yeah.
So apparently, Marley needed to go toilet in the middle of a shopping centre.
Yep.
But she wasn't allowed because she had to wait until they left. So apparently she pooed herself. Now, Ivy's going to go get Marley and Lucy to see if this is true.
So I think Marley's still in the shower.
Yes.
I don't think she's actually in
here. Just go get both of them.
Marley's there. Go get Marley. She's free and then we'll get Lucy. Get Marley first though.
Okay, guys, if this isn't true, everyone... is going to say boo, and we're going to press the wah button.
Yep, but we need to see if it's true.
And
I don't think this is true because I'm a sister. I don't think that has ever happened.
I wouldn't believe it.
Because the thing is, I told my dad I need to do a poo, I'm 8, he would take me. Like, he wouldn't let me shit my pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so we're just gonna wait for Marley. And then I think Arlo will have a funny story. Guys, tomorrow we all need to put our money together, this is for the girls' club, and buy the massive
kids' club.
The there's a $5 massive bag of
Yeah, wallets. It's like that big.
It's like that big. And we need to, like, it's $5 each. So,
oh, yeah, guys, you don't need to mind this. We're just talking about Girls Club.
Girls, oh, it's not Girls Club. Kids it's club. Us three Kids are going to eat it. but, like, it's going to be, like, we need it.
Yeah.
And also, guys,
but
this
I got,
is...
like, these Christmas tree marshmallows. Like, these little
Where are they?
I don't know. They're probably in my cabin.
And also, everyone...
I think I'm toasting them on the fire.
Everyone... Oh, yeah. This noise is really satisfying.
Sorry, guys. He's just eating some chips. We shouldn't be around this equipment.
I know. Charlie, I don't think you're meant to be eating with this equipment. This equipment's like a grand.
No, he says he got it from $10.
No, he didn't. $10 for this. Oh, Marley's coming, guys.
Ooh, Marley.
Hey, guys, let's see if this is true. Hi, Marley.
We have some questions to ask you.
We have some questions to ask you because Lucy's told us that you pooped your pants the other day.
I didn't.
All right, no, it was like down.
We're just trying to...
What's that?
It's juice. Oh, drink. Water. We're just going to try to find out if it's true or false. So this is what Lucy told Charlie.
So I will tell you the story. So apparently, a little while ago, you were at the store with your dad and Lucy.
Yeah.
And you need to really do a poo. But your dad said, no, you can wait. So then you pooed your pants in the middle of the shopping centre. Is that true?
Is that true, Marley?
No, it wasn't.
It isn't?
But when I wee my pants with my mum.
Okay, should we go ask... Should we go Lucy? Get your dad?
No, let's go get Lucy, actually.
Yeah,
no.
Marley, do you Lucy. Mind go getting Lucy?
Oh,
then...
Ivy's going to go get her.
Oh, Marley, you may head out. Thank
no,
you.
No, it's all right. Let's let Marley here. All right. And then we'll have Lucy and Marley in here.
And then they can both discuss. This will be great.
All right, here we go. This is going to be cause some drama, isn't it? Drama, 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 drama. Okay, let's see. We're coming. Oh, Lucy's coming now.
Okay, Marley says this is false.
All right. Well, let's see what Lucy thinks.
I wonder what Lucy's thinking. All right, let's come on. Hello, Lucy.
We think you're a liar.
Okay, stop going there. So, apparently in Girls Club yesterday, you told Charlie that Marley pooed herself.
In the middle
I
of a shopping
center.
Oh, there's a bit of yelling going on here.
Yep. In Girls Club last night, you told me this exact story. So
and
one time...
Carlo even said it was true.
No,
at the shopping
I said
center,
I heard it.
Oh.
I didn't
one
say
time
it was
at
true,
the shopping center,
yeah.
Okay. You guys were in the supermarket with your dad.
Mm.
And one...
Not with my dad. I said at the supermarket.
Oh, so this... she just said that she just said... Told
no,
everyone you pooed.
Like, when you were like one...
Oh, oh,
one.
Oh,
what?
Someone's trying to protect herself here.
Yeah, but
now.
Anyway, one. I'm going. Yeah, but now. One.
Guys, it All is right. false. It is false. It is false.
So Marley has just said. Lucy said it. Lucy just walked out. All right. Good job, Mumu.
You may go.
Thank you.
Round of applause.
Marley. 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 Marley.
Was right. Was right.
Okay. I forget. Okay, guys,
I think it might be Arlo's turn.
Arlo's turn for a funny story.
9 minutes on the dot.
I don't actually know what. I'm trying to think of one. Oh, so, at the start of the year, so my brother Hayes, he's only like three. He was only
he's
like
four.
Three.
He's four and a half. He's four.
He just turned four.
Yeah, he turned four.
And he actually was in bed. He fell asleep before me. Obviously, he was smaller than me.
Yeah.
And
as and like siblings do, yeah.
And I was just laying in bed trying to go to sleep with my eye mask on. Da da da. And then all of a sudden I heard this humming, and I had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
And so I just knocked it and was like, oh, it's probably the TV for my mum and dad.
Yeah.
And then I rolled over.
Yeah. You're a really good sleeper too, so like you would just roll over.
And I rolled over and then all of a sudden I could hear singing. And I realised... No, I think that was like when Hazel was two, so we're still And I just heard this singing. You know the song Sunflower from the Spider-Man movie?
Yes.
I heard that. No, it wasn't that song. It was Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever. You know that song?
Spider-Man, yeah. Spider-Man, you can't catch me with your fire pen.
That one? No, Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was singing, and then I turned around and I'm like, and I looked, and Hayes was singing in his sleep. He was singing that song. But he was only little. He doesn't do it anymore now, so...
Well, one thing Lucy used to do is sleepwalk and bang into walls.
Oh, my God.
No, so I'm going to tell this embarrassing story about myself.
Oh, this is going to be good.
So one time, it was a normal night.
Yeah, it's normal.
And we watched this movie about horses, right?
Yeah.
And then that night I dreamt about horses. I woke up with my dad's car keys in my hand, a knife in the other hand, staring at a piece of paper like this.
Oh, that's really creepy.
I know. So, I was just standing there with car keys above my head, a knife next to my head, and then a piece of work paper for my dad, staring at it. And then my mum and dad come out. And ask me if I want water, but then somehow I say yes, which is really weird.
That is, like, really weird.
But then the story doesn't end here.
Oh, God, here we go.
So then I keep walking. I get back into bed, and I stay like this for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And after that, I fall out of bed.
Oh, somehow. Damn.
All in the same night. But then I get up and look around.
Yeah.
And I just hear these noises, like really weird noises.
Oh, what were they like?
Like, I heard people talking and, people jumping, but then I walked out and there was no one there.
Creepy.
Creepy.
Yeah, so...
This is not embarrassing. This is really weird.
Well, not embarrassing. It's creepy.
I think our producer, Ivy, has a funny story to tell. Do you? All right.
Ooh, is this about your siblings?
Or is it about you? Who's it about?
One of my aunties, which I can't remember her.
One of her aunties. All right, come here and tell us about it.
Spider-Man.
So she sleepwalked and she took all her clothes off in the bathroom and she put them into the toilet and then she flossed them down the toilet and then she walked back into bed.
Oh, damn. So she flossed her...
Wait, can I sing my happy song? Let's sing a song now. Happy song, happy song. Let's sing a happy song. Happy song, happy song. Let's sing a happy song. Happy, 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 happy song.
Round of applause for Charlie.
Happy song. Happy, 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 happy song.
All right, you can stop now. You can stop
now. Thank you.
I feel like you need to admit something, Charlie.
Yeah, I know. Charlie, what do you have to admit?
What?
So, I think we've got a story about Lola.
Shut up.
Yeah. Would you like
to tell me about my siblings?
No.
Set up.
So,
am I going to say it or is it going to be you?
Lola's Charlie's.
No.
No,
Olo. I can think I should say it. I mean, Olo should say it.
So,
Lola?
Is Charlie's cousin.
So, Lola is Charlie's ex. Oh, Charlie dated Lola. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Charlie dated Lola, not realizing they were blood related.
And so, the cousins.
They're cousins. So how do you feel about that, Charlie? He's actually like trying to hide now.
His mum actually said that.
I
know.
I'm a shithead.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so, what's today, Charlie?
That's more.
Today's the 29th of December.
2023.
It's nearly New Year's Eve, guys.
It's nearly
2024. I'll be in year four in 2024. And I'll be so happy. We get to stay up until 12. I'm sorry. My microphone's going red. I'm really sorry.
So, he's just being too loud. And the thing goes red. I think Charlie's too loud.
So basically, yeah, it's nearly New Year's Eve. New Year's is like the best time for us. We have so much fun with all these glow sticks. Sometimes we go to the pub, there's the music.
Shut up, please don't stop the music.
No, it's like this.
I'll sing.
I say it right, but
with our wale wale.
Yeah.
So this is like, we sing like a lot of songs.
Yeah, like, and sometimes we even do a concert, but I don't think we're going to do it.
Yeah, we normally do it. Are we? Oh, yeah, I think we're going to do a concert. Like,
with like a mini one. It's like a freestyle one.
Yeah, like, it's not going to be like...
And there's just going to be some rules, like no twerking. That rule, basically.
No inappropriate stuff.
That rule's kind of for me.
Yeah, I know. It is, isn't it?
For Fletcher.
Yeah, Fletcher. And,
yeah.
But Fletcher's not going to be here. Yeah.
Did you know?
And that thing, Noah. Ivy won't be here for New Year's Eve.
Sadly. All right, let's see. Does anyone else have a funny story you could pull someone in
quickly, for? Quickly, Wawa. Big shout out to Kevin, Heidi, Joyce, and Riley for letting us
use his equipment.
Also, this is what Wawa sounds like outside.
There's a lot of crickets. Isn't there?
Yeah.
Charlie's microphone just fell off.
I'll just hold it.
So I'm just fixing Charlie's microphone.
Anyway, my puppy does that. Who does? Well, we're just gonna have a quick break, guys.
I think.
Okay.
So I think I'll have a I'll talk to you guys.
Now, how about we just...
No, I think Charlie seems actually broken. I think someone should go get Riley.
Wait.
Okay, so I think we're going to go get Riley.
Have a quick break, so...
We're just going to wait for Riley.
All right. Well, let's play some music while we wait.
Yeah.
We're going to the pub for dinner tonight.
Yeah, so shout out to the pub owner. So we kind of
Smiley.
Smiley, we love Smiley.
Who?
Smiley's goated. He gives me free apple juices.
No, but like he's like so happy. He gives us like free chocolate.
And free apple juices.
It's like so good.
He's like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
Well, we really need to wait for Riley again, so.
So we're just going to wait for Riley, and we're going to, like, enjoy time.
Everyone, get out!
Why?
So, yeah. We're going to enjoy time at the moment. All right. So, how's life going with you guys?
Good. I'm actually really excited for year three. I'm going into middle school. And Piper's going into high school.
You're going into high school, guys?
She just graduated year six this year.
Okay, so, Arlo.
Also, me and Charlie are 1 month, 1 day apart, by the way. And he's older.
Arlo, how are you in year three? Next year, but I'm in year four next year.
See, wait, that just doesn't matter. It's because, obviously, Arlo went to school later. Cause she
no, Charlie went
I
earlier.
I went to school early.
Charlie went earlier. I was going to go earlier, but my parents said, nah, just wait. Because, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, I did start kinder early.
You used to stay back for kinder.
No, I started kinder early, but then I had to have a year without kinder and then do it again, I think. I don't know. I feel like that's what my mum said. Because I was going to do it, but then my mum said nah. So I just waited a year.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
So any funny stories, guys? Any?
Because
this is called Aussies with Stories. So, any stories? Do you have any stories? Anything to say?
Actually, I do have a story.
Ooh, here we go.
This is about Willow. This is
Willow is our cousin. Willow Pillow, we like to call her, Ivy's sister.
So the other day, we were riding.
I think I should tell this one because I had to pull her out.
So we were riding, right? And we were all in a race. And then Piper all of a sudden just stopped.
She stopped. And all of a sudden, I thought she fell in the bushes, right?
And she turned around.
But actually, she was helping someone out.
And because Willow fell in the bushes.
Yeah.
So Piper went to help her up.
I actually thought you fell for a second because your bike was just laying on the ground because you just dropped it all of a sudden. But then I saw you carry a bike out and I'm like, oh, Willow Pillow.
Yeah. She was sitting there.
She's just sitting there like, help me, help me.
Yeah, she was like there, and she was like, because there was a car right behind us, and
she said, Piper, I tried to use my brakes,
and then she just went, you see me roll?
They see me rolling.
Hey, knock, knock, guys.
No, I'm trying to talk, Charlie.
Who's calm there?
Down. You go too quick. They see me rolling. So, I was like standing there, and I went past because I was waiting for everyone else, like, we're in a race, Charlie won fair and square. And we're in, like, I just gave up. I'm like, no, you know what? I'll go.
Because you went back to help others.
Yeah, true.
That's what a winner does.
Anyway, I went back to go help Willow, so then she wasn't left by herself. And there was a car right behind us, so I told her to move over. And she's like, come to Ilwalwa, there's like one road. Like one road, and you have to share it. Like, it's a single road. And there's like.
There's a path, though.
There's a footpath, but it's really skinny. But like it's really hard because it's got like all rocks and
potholes
and all this stuff.
Also, while we aren't trying to be rude, but it's kind of true.
It is. We don't mean to be rude. I wouldn't have Walwa any other way though.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't have Walwa
having all that. Without.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I did bigger footpath, it'd just be weird. So I can't have it. Anyway, so we had. And then she was, like, moving over and fell into, like, these bushes on the side of the road. It's like hay, but there would be, like, spiders, snakes and all that in there.
Because there's cows, fences and paddocks next to the road. So there was a big cow that day poking its head out.
Yeah.
And
it was, like, exactly where it was, though.
Yeah.
It felt like there's a cow exactly where she fell. It was really, really funny. But like she was like crying and she's like, I tried to use my brakes, Piper.
And then the other day, when we were sitting in here, she said, because we were talking about it and we were laughing and stuff, and she said, no, I didn't. I didn't cry. I was fine. I got straight back up. And I'm like, and we're like, nope. Yes, no, you didn't.
Yep, totally.
Nope.
And yeah.
Yeah. So. So, yeah, that was, like, really funny.
Does anyone here have any embarrassing stories about their family, about their friends?
Friends. Okay, friends. I'm going to do, let me think.
I have one.
There would be heaps, but, like, I don't want to embarrass them because I'll go and tell my friends to come and listen to this, and I don't want to, like, embarrass them, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Okay, but make sure
really have one.
I was going to say, make sure with your friends do a different name. Oh, I've got a funny story with myself, right?
Oh, good.
So,
good.
It was at school, and I was playing footy with all my friends. We were playing footy, and I kicked the ball and hit a teacher's car, right? But the teacher's car, the alarm went off. I said that the teacher's car alarm went off, but then he, like, threatened to run over me. It wasn't really funny, but, like, yeah, I don't know. It was funny when hit the alarm off.
You say, were you like really embarrassing story?
Were you like this?
Yeah.
So there's this kid. His name is going to be unknown.
Unknown? Who is it? Can you just whisper it in my ear so I know? Okay.
So at my school, my friend.
So wait, we're just telling them our names because I want to know. I know who his friends are. And I want to know which one. Yeah. Anyway, go on.
So we were walking back from break, and there was this really nice red Volkswagen Golf
Oh, yeah.
sitting at the front of our school.
Yes.
So then he throws a rock over the fence.
Oh, that is.
Trying to throw it at the fence. It goes over. And you know those, like, reverse mirrors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he smashes one.
Oh, damn.
So then we go. I go to the principal's office with two of my mates.
Yeah.
We take a photo of it and go show the principal.
Mm-hmm.
So then he gets suspended for like 2 weeks. And so he gets suspended for 2 weeks. When he gets back, for the rest of the year, no one ever talked to him.
Yeah.
Then that teacher saw him.
Oh no! Here we go.
So that teacher pretended that nothing happened. Then when no one was looking and no one was around, he said, "What did you do to my car?"
Oh, no.
And fully yelled at her. So, and they had to pay like $3,000.
Damn.
Yeah, that would not be good.
Alright.
Guys, I'm really sorry. I just had to do that.
Like, you just...
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to do everything. Why?
Me.
Yeah,
yes.
You
just, like, when you get something on your mind, you have to do it, otherwise you get crazy.
And okay. Don't punch that thing. So what are you guys' local lolly orders at the local lolly shop?
Well,
General store. Shout out to Joyce, by the way.
Yeah.
We love Joyce.
Well, there's only a couple of things, because I'm not really a lolly person. Everyone knows that.
Fiverr hit me!
I didn't. Did I touch him?
Nope.
I swear, he always tells lies. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, so why they just sort it out. So, yeah, I normally get ice cream.
What type of ice cream?
I've been getting, you know, the lemonade ones?
Oh, yeah.
My favorite, yeah.
I love getting the Maxi Bons. The Maxi Bons are so good.
Oh, we love the Maxi Bons.
Yeah. Charlie, what's your local order at the lolly shop?
Wait,
oh, sorry.
By the way, sorry to interrupt, my dad's name is Max.
Maxi Bons.
Yeah. And my brother Miller, he was eating one this morning and he said, and my dad said, "What are you eating?" And he went, "You." And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense now.
Charlie?
So, my usual order at the lolly shop is I get Zappos every day.
There's always
Zappos. Get at least two sour straps.
Yep.
And then like an ice cream or something.
Today, Charlie got one single Coke bottle. I'm like, what is the point? She's just going to charge you extra with the one single Coke bottle.
No, I asked for one Coke bottle and
three sour straps, but she only gave you two.
Yeah, then I tried to ask her for like 20 cents of Red Cloud, but she didn't give it to me.
Oh. Damn.
By the way, Piper was helping me cross this morning, right?
Yeah,
And there was this like this dog and he nearly got run over. Me and Piper just went in shock.
I was like, what's happening?
I just gasped and I'm like, oh.
This morning we were riding to the lolly shop. Me and Piper were like head to head.
Yeah, like
literally passing each other. Literally, like, every single second.
Mm-hmm.
So then, I look ahead of her, seeing what was coming.
Yeah.
And I saw this dog, so I said, "Piper, hit the brakes!"
Yeah.
So then when Piper hits the brakes, she's like, "Charlie, what?"
I know.
Then I look right there.
I skinted too.
Then I'm like, "Piper, look right there."
It's
and
a
there's
dog.
A dog.
In the
so
drain.
So then we try...
Like, trying to get food from the drain by the
well, so then we start flying back, and he just goes, boom, straight after us. Then when we get to the lolly shop and we go in, he just keeps following us.
I know, he just
then he went in.
Almost got hit by a car. Well, this is the same dog.
And then he went in and tried to, like, I don't know what he tried to do, but he tried to, like, take something.
Same dog. As I walked in, he was hiding in the bushes. At first, I thought it was the one from the post office, right, from the other day.
Yeah, there's one.
But
there's
then I realised, oh, no, he has two eyes. The other one in the post office only has one.
Yeah.
There
I love dogs with only one eye or one foot. It's so cute.
Yeah. But also sad. And I saw him and I'm like, oh, da da da. And then I walk past and I'm like, That's not the dog. I don't know who that is. But then me and Piper went into the lolly shop, told Joyce.
Yeah.
And
they didn't know what to do with it. So they just took a photo and put it on the wall with General Page.
Also,
which most people look at to see.
When the dog came in, the lady with the broom, smack,
get it! Yeah, that's what it was too. The lady got the broom too.
Smack!
Wait, which one?
Remember the one with the tattoos?
Smiley.
Smiley. Smiley face.
Oh
my god. What the hell? Again?
We'll just play some music.
Why does this keep happening?
Okay.
People just laughing for a second. Well, while we do this, we're just going to play some music.
Don't play music. Let's just muck around. Just have talk. Guys, you don't need the thing.
Charlie's just going to sing a song.
Yeah, Charlie. We love Charlie's song.
We sing a happy song, a happy song, a happy song. We sing a happy song, a happy, happy song. We sing a happy song, a happy song, a happy song. We sing a happy song, a happy, happy song.
So beautiful.
Sorry, guys. I accidentally pressed the wah button.
Hey, look, everyone's cheering for me. I must be a good singer.
As if.
Hello.
Don't punch people.
So
what are we going to do tonight at the pub?
I don't know. I don't even know what I'm going to get.
I'm going to work. I swear, Charlie, if you say that one more time, I'm going to lose my mind.
That's just Piper. Well, Ivy, do you have anything?
Ivy, what are you going to have for dinner? Charlie, stop farting!
Sorry about that, guy.
A bit crazy. Alright, does anyone have like a lie? Oh, not a lie, but something someone's told you and we want to double check if it's true.
Yes.
My dad always lies.
Really?
Okay.
And dad, he always farts.
Yeah, same. Right, my dad fart and then he blames us kids.
So, when my dad farts, when a kid's near him, he'd say, Ivy. And I'm like, that's not me. That's you. He's like,
yeah,
no.
Same with my dad.
It's like,
own up
to your farts, bro.
So, Charlie, what do you have that's true?
So, my friends always tell me they went to the Murray and asked me why I can't come. But a kid in my class.
Yeah.
So he always says he goes to the Murray with my best friend. But then when I play with my best friend at break at school, he says that it didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then, like, I get confused. Like, did it happen? Like, who's lying?
I reckon it would be, like, the friend trying to get attention.
Yeah, trying to say, oh, I'm best friends with da-da-da-da-da. I have a best friend. I do stuff with my kid.
Yeah, I hate when people do that. When it's, like, actually a lie.
So,
is there anyone in our cousins that has told
us? Only someone that we can get in here, because we don't have your friends at Wawa.
Nah.
Like, we actually come to Wawa. That's true.
We're in Tracy's caravan right
my
now.
Nan.
Why are your friends coming down to Romana?
Well, remember when I said this kid, remember Sebastian?
Oh, yeah.
Piper has a boyfriend named Sebastian.
I really don't. No. Remember when I said he was coming down?
Yeah.
Oh, I farted.
Well, at least you don't blame us for it.
Need a breather.
I swear, he's, like, not okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Fletcher in, because Fletcher lies a lot, doesn't he? I reckon he does.
Neither. Can I have headphones?
Why are you saying that into the mic, bro?
I don't know.
Can I think Arlo should give him headphones. Cause
yeah, Arlo, you should give me headphones.
Get careful, you're choking there.
I don't care.
Charlie?
What?
Not acceptable.
You don't care if I'm choking?
I know, that's a bit rude.
Yeah.
Leave the
podcast. Well, anyway.
Leave the podcast.
All you gotta do is slap your knee, fishy on me.
Did anyone catch any fish? Oh, is Fletcher coming? Hi, Fletcher.
Oh, Fletcher. Are you a liar?
Yes. A liar?
I'm a giant liar.
Fletcher. All right.
Oh, my God.
Tell us a lie you've said. Wait, hold on. Tell us a lie that you have said. Come in here and speak in the mic.
I did a front flip off the pier.
Yeah, but you never did.
Yeah, I never did it.
Never did it.
Oh, my God, that's like a thing. People would be so proud of him, but they actually no reason.
Remember
when
I was too scared to jump off the pier?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, guys.
And you were like,
I have a funny story.
You two were just like, get in. Remember, you too.
Yeah. I've got a funny story.
Yeah.
So remember when Lee was going to jump off the backflip off the railing at Jemina, and he was on the corner in front of about 50 teenagers. So he said, hey, guys, who wants me to do a backflip? And then starts raising his arms, telling everyone to be louder. So then when he goes to jump, he slips. And then remember, he went head first and hit the ground.
Oh, yeah. Remember that.
And, it wasn't really that good, so...
Wait, remember that time when Lexi paddled out on the paddleboard and then the paddleboard flipped over?
Oh, yeah! Yeah, that was it!
Remember Marley dropping her ice cream? Remember, like, Marley, we got ice cream and we were over at the ice cream shop and it was, like, so crowded. And then Marley goes, and, like, trying to can't get it off her tongue and then goes, bang!
And then everyone just goes,
oopsie.
Like this. And then
she started crying.
And then she starts going.
So, what? Do you reckon anyone else in our cousin's lies?
Miller.
I think we should get Miller.
All right, let's go get Miller. Round of
applause
for Fletcher.
Also, Miller, I play Pokemon Scarlet with Miller. So, that's fun.
Shut up, Charlie.
Shut up, Fletcher.
Yeah. Everyone knew,
Liz. Liz is just telling us, like, something we didn't know, but, like, we already knew.
We know everything.
Anyway.
I know everything about Peppa.
I know. Well, I
told them everything.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. So, do we have any, like, other drama going on?
I don't know.
Any drama, guys?
I don't know, actually.
You don't
drama.
Know.
Yeah, I'm a drama queen.
Drama, drama, drama. Give me drama. No, I don't want drama.
Oh my god,
I got, like, drama from, like, my friends with their boyfriends and all, whatever, the Fruit Loop, that stuff.
Do you know any couples?
Yes, I do.
Actually, I want to...
Kaven and Holly. Actually, I think they broke up, though.
Yeah, they broke up, so...
How do you know?
I go to their school!
No, but they didn't break up till, like, yesterday, dumb bum.
No?
Yes.
Ooh... No. And anyway,
they did. They broke up like yesterday.
Anyway, if they did break up yesterday, I have Noah.
Who's Noah?
Holy sister.
Oh yeah, I love Noah, guys. Not in a weird way.
Snapchat.
Boy. So we've got, and then let's see other couples. So I had. Let's call this girl named
Chicken Nugget.
No, that's a bit weird. Let's get her play. Let's go call her basketball, right?
Yeah.
Basketball is the girl's name, and we'll say...
Football.
Football is the boy's name. He's just going to have to wait for a second. So, football, Charlie! anyway. Charlie? No, not Charlie. Charlie, stop.
I'm sorry.
So, I don't know. So, basketball and football were dating, right? And they were dating just... It was like less... It was like 2 days before it was their one-year anniversary, right? Charlie will know the boy. Let me whisper it in his ear. Fit. That was a bit loud, guys. I hope you didn't hear that. If you did, whatever. Anyway, they were dating, but on their, it was their, like, I don't know how long it was. I'll have to ask. I think it was, like, one or two days before their one-year anniversary. And and then Chloe, I can't say the name, but let's go, basketball, said to her, well, because he's leaving the school for year seven, and he go, what's gonna happen with our relationship? And he took it the wrong way, and then they broke up and all this stuff. I'm like, oh, I feel so bad, and like all this stuff. But I'm trying to get my friend, actually, I probably shouldn't say this on there. Let's not say that.
Okay, so.
All right, we got Miller here now.
Miller!
So, Fletcher said you lie a lot. Is that true?
Is it all?
Not usually.
Not usually.
He normally has an explanation for it. Yeah. He normally has a reason.
Yeah, but Fletcher goes, I go, who's the biggest liar out of your cousins? And he goes, Miller. I go, what?
You might want to go talk to Fletcher.
Go talk to Fletcher.
Is he?
No, he doesn't
lie. Who do you think is the biggest liar out for you?
That it can't be Fletcher.
It can't be Fletcher, though.
I have a thing, but I'm just gonna wait till Miller goes. Round of applause for Miller. You may leave.
I think Miller. I reckon there has to be someone. It's not one person. Do you want to go get Hayes? Try to get Hayes, maybe.
No, Ivy. Don't get Hayes. I'll just tell it. Okay. I know what happened. Miller, you can go now.
No, I can get Hayes to
what
ask
if you
him.
Want me?
No, Hayes.
Because to ask you if you're a liar.
Okay, you can go.
You can go.
Yeah.
Hey, Ivy, just don't get Hayes.
Can I just tell you
so when Hayes does something wrong, right, he'll try to hide.
Yeah.
So he doesn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
Never works. He'll go, no, I didn't.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah, I'd hide.
Like, there was a time my friends asked me if I did something, and I go, no. Hi. Sure.
You can help Ivy.
I go, no, I never said that. And then, no way.
Miller is going to be Ivy's little co
producer. So let's say hi. Come and say hi.
Say a quick hello to Miller.
Hello.
All right. Now Charlie's got a couple to tell us. Are you going to say their names or call them, like, two different names?
D and N.
D and N, okay. Well, D and N, their names. Go ahead, Charlie.
So
go ahead, Charlie.
D is the girl, N is the boy.
Yep.
So D, I wanted to sit next to N. But D, so there was one
you
spot.
You wanted to sit next to the girl.
No, there was one spot left to next to N.
Yeah, right.
The boy.
Yeah.
So, I sat there. But then, D sat next to me. So, I was sitting there, right, for the whole day, and all I could hear is them just talking about what they were going to do at, like, that night and stuff. Like,
aww.
They were going to go to Macca's or something.
Oh, that's so cute. I want to have, like,
and
a
then,
relationship like that.
Then when I ride to school with N,
yeah,
we go past her house. Dee's house.
Yeah.
And you just see her going like this.
Wait, so N's the girl, correct?
No, N's the
boy. Oh, my bad. D's the girl. Okay, yep, go on.
So then we see D.
Yeah.
And so we just keep riding. Then when we get to school,
it just keeps going.
Yeah.
Until I see D at the football club. So Noah gets really sus.
So
Ben gets really sus.
Was I there that night?
No.
Oh.
It was. Yeah. We were at a Christmas party there.
Oh, damn.
So I was with there.
With D. Oh, was this the other week?
Yeah.
I was there.
No, you weren't.
If I was. Okay, whatever, go on.
So,
I was at the Christmas then, party, but
N got jealous. Because
So, N's the girl or the boy? The boy. N's the boy.
So, when me and D
went
to the football club, that was his granny.
Yeah, oh, God.
That punched D's sister in the face.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So, then she tried to do it to D and D's friend. So then me and my friend go stop him.
Yeah.
The lady. So she goes back in. Then we go back a little while after.
Mm.
And we see the exact same lady with her husband this time.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah?
And they're still there. They live there now. So every time we're there together, we just go over and stare at our caravan. We yell at her to come back out. Literally, we just sit there and go, come on, you can come back out now. You can come back out. Just sitting there staring at him.
Hmm. Yeah. That's a bit weird.
Yep. Weird.
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 All right. I have... Let me think.
Wait, this couple's been in the same class for their entire life.
No, I'm lucky.
Even in childcare.
Aw, that's cute.
From wait, the first day of childcare to the friend. Last day of school.
Imagine if they had, like, got married.
They're in year five.
What? No, yeah. But, like, imagine if, like, they're older, they got married. Guys, we need to find the tree 44. That's what we need to find so we can play 40-40 home base. The tree. We need to find the 44. All right, guys.
That one.
I don't know. It's over there. We won't play. Do you have any more stories?
We've got to end this podcast. Bye.
All right, I think we should wrap it up. All right, any other quick questions? See you, peace. Charlie.
No, I don't think there is any more questions.
I think Aldo's got something to say. Okay, Charlie?
I have something.
Yes. Go on.
So, when I was getting ready for the shower today, I walked in to get my things, and Mum showed me Hartley, and the TV was on.
Yeah.
And he was laying in my bed asleep.
Yeah.
And Mum said he'll be awake by dinner.
Mm.
And he is awake.
Mm. That's it.
Big shout out to Kevin, Heidi.
And Joyce at the convenience store.
Yep. And I think that's it.
Or like or the workers at the convenience store.
And
let's play some names. Rebecca and
Des and Helen.
And we're going to say a big shout out to Des and Helen.
Beck
at the
Sarah.
And Sarah.
All
in
Mola. Thank you. Thank you, guys. We're going to play some ending music. Sorry, Arlo cut that out there.
Thank you guys again, and we'll hopefully see you in another podcast. See ya.
See ya.